Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. And my recipe for you today is a savory, delectable broccoli bread pudding. It's very easy, so let's get started. The very first thing we're going to do is any kind of bread you desire, preferably, I would say, if you have some really good French bread and you think it's, you know, it's too hard to eat now just with a little bit of butter, that's always the best bread, because what you do when we do a bread pudding is we actually are going to soak the bread in a custard, which I promise you is going to make it very, very soft. But what I like to do is in a pan, I like to get some button mushrooms, onions, fresh garlic. And with the fresh garlic, I like to grate it. If you have a microplane, that works fantastic. If you don't, you can use your knife. Just be very careful when you're mincing it up very, very small, because we do need to have it in this dish. I like to use a little bit of Rosenthal olive branches, lemon Arbasana olive oil, because it has a good flavor and a good balance with the bread. So simply what we do is, making a custard, I use 2 eggs. I use 2 cups of organic pastures, raw dairy milk, and we're going to mix the 2 eggs with the milk. We're going to get our custard. With that being said, we're going to add in our onions, we're going to add in our garlic, we're going to add in 2 cups of broccoli stems. If you can mince them, that helps just a little bit, because it goes more throughout our bread pudding. What I like to do after that is put it all in a baking dish. I set my oven to 375 degrees. And it's going to sit in there, keep in mind, for at least a good 25 minutes just to make sure it's fully cooked through and through. The very last thing we do is we add our bread in. I prefer to put in at least 3 to 4 of what you would call an average slice of bread. But if you don't have it in full measurements, I'd say about 3 good cups does well. Mix the 3 cups with the rest of the ingredients. Add a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. And I like to add just a little bit of sugar, because sugar with savory is always delicious. So I'd say about 1 tablespoon of sugar. Mix that around. Put that in your oven. Allow it to cook for 20 to 25 minutes at 375 degrees. And right before you're about to pull it out, jack it up to 425 degrees just for 3 minutes to get it nice and bubbly and brown. And enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Watch my show on www.foodietv.com. And remember to always be safe, be clean, and make the best food you can make. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, with Agnet West.